7 News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Parents of young girls who died in last month's flooding in the Texas Hill Country were in Austin on Wednesday to testify about proposed flood safety legislation for camps and campgrounds. Speaking to Texas state senators in a hearing, Michael McCown, a parent of a Camp Mystic flood victim, says the camp failed his child.
We trusted Camp Mystic with her precious life, but that trust was broken in the most devastating way. The camp had a heightened duty of care, and they failed to perform. That failure cost 25 campers and two young counselors their lives. No one had to die that day.
Wednesday's hearing was the first time parents of the victims spoke to the legislature publicly. Last week, they met in private with Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and House Speaker Dustin Burroughs. High winds and damaging surf are being felt along North Carolina's Outer Banks this evening as Hurricane Erin makes its way up the East Coast. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein says resources are ready for Hurricane Erin.
We have already pre-positioned three swiftwater rescue teams and 200 National Guard troops to various locations on the coast, along with boats, high-clearance vehicles, and aircraft. We have on standby some Chinooks from Georgia, ready to transport food and water if it becomes necessary.
Authorities are prohibiting people from swimming in beaches in New York City, Long Island, New Jersey, and Delaware today into tomorrow. President Trump has expanded his law enforcement crackdown in Washington, D.C., with top officials visiting National Guard troops at the city's main railroad station. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 16 points, the Nasdaq dropped 142. This is SRN News. A group of pastors has a message for Kroger.
The giant grocery store chain is a longtime supporter of the LGBT agenda, and the clergymen, 80 of them from several denominations, are threatening a boycott. In a letter to Kroger officials, they urge them to, quote, please stay out of politics and do not alienate your customer base. Otherwise, your customers may just walk out the door and never come back. Kroger is already planning to close 60 stores over the next 18 months due to poor sales. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Indian state is making it harder to spread the gospel. Officials in Uttarakhand are expanding their anti-conversion laws to include all communication via digital media. That means if a Christian is caught evangelizing online, he can be prosecuted. The state is the first one in India to expand its anti-conversion ban in this way, and it's feared other states will follow suit. This is SRN News. Markets are mixed over a trim in losses for AI.
Stocks ended mixed on Wall Street after NVIDIA, Palantir, and other superstars pared most of their losses from the morning. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 16 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.7%. Stocks caught up in the mania around artificial intelligence were front and center again. Those stocks have piled on enormous gains recently, and criticism has been growing that they're starting to look expensive. Several big retailers, including Target, turned in a mixed batch of results. Seth Sutel, New York.
Target has named an insider as its next chief executive officer. The announcement on Wednesday comes as the discount retailer tries to reverse a persistent sales malaise. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.